Ladies and gentlemen, straight out of the entertainment news, we have it that a famous meteorologist is having an affair with Florence. Let's find out if it's true. Is it true, Pat Pagano?
Absolutely not. I divorced her yesterday.
You divorced her yesterday?
Yeah, that's it. I want nothing to do with her.
Okay.
That's it. So now I'm going to be talking bad about her, but I have no good for her. That's for sure. If the Carolinas were in drought, I would say that, that would be a good thing about Florence, but they are not. So just nothing good to say about Florence. Now, our weather, on the other hand, may not be all that wet. We have some sunny, humid weather with a shower, thunderstorm today and tonight. I'm thinking 80 today, and as we go into tonight, well, let's see, I think temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Thursday, on the cloudy side, maybe a shower or a little drizzle, but still 80 degrees, and then I think Friday will turn partly sunny in the low 80s, and the weekend will be sunny and warm in the middle 80s. So, mid of August does return this weekend. As far as Florence, you know, Marshall, there's real no change. Still 130 mile per hour sustained winds. She's moving west-northwest. She will slow down as she approaches the coastlines of North and South Carolina late tomorrow into Friday. And she will hammer the coastlines there. So as I put, I don't know if you read my website, but as I put on my website, anybody along the coastline from, let's say, Cape Hatteras to Myrtle Beach that thinks they could ride this out, I just have one suggestion for them. Write your telephone number on the soles of your feet of shoes and ride it out.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's what's interesting is how it's going to, it looks like it's going to either sit and stall there or even move a little to the south, according to what the National Weather Service said last night. Is that still holding true today?
That is still holding true. The European model is the model that is much further south. In fact, the European model makes it parallel the coastline and then brings it inland near Savannah, Georgia. While the other models are favoring more like, I would say, somewhere between Charleston and Wilmington, North Carolina, somewhere in there, almost on the North Carolina-South Carolina border. They bring it in there. But it doesn't matter. As the Hurricane Center says, don't focus on where the hurricanes could come ashore, because this system has hurricane force winds out to 70 miles on each side of the eye. So if you're within, within 70 miles, 75 miles, either side of the eye, you're going to get blasted, especially when it slows down. That's why I say, you should not be along the coast. After it moves inland, whether it does in Georgia, whether it does in South Carolina, North Carolina, it will turn northwest, it'll wind up in Ohio, and then scoot up through western New York State, very much like Hugo back in the 80s. And he did that, and he went across Syracuse, New York. We got a couple of showers here. That's probably a possibility for us, but not until about Tuesday of next week.
Well, and then there's still other activity out there with hurricanes and tropical depressions.
Right. We have the system in the Gulf that I think will become Joyce. That will go to Texas and bring a lot of rain to Texas. Isaac could be interesting. A tropical storm. He will be south of Jamaica on Friday. And then he's going to turn north-northwestward. The interesting thing is as Florence is just inland over the Carolinas, Isaac will be just off the Carolinas. My thinking is that Isaac will get drawn in to Florence's circulation. If not, the Carolinas could be faced with a second threat from Isaac sometime late weekend or early next week.
And could Isaac give us some rain?
I don't think so.
Wow. No. We're gonna get hammered this winter because it all makes up. It all makes up. I mean, we get our rain now in thunderstorms. We get like an inch in like 30 minutes, and then it doesn't rain, and then we get, 2 days later we get an inch in 30 minutes. It's ridiculous the way we
get. Right. I mean, I finished. I have finished the winter forecast. I finished that yesterday afternoon. Yeah. And this is how I will summarize it for all of you. If you did not like the summer, you will not like the winter.
Why? What are the similarities?
It will be as wet and as gray and as changeable as the summer was. That's my opinion. And again, I see more varied precipitation than I do just like one snow after another snow. I see a lot of storms bringing more than just one type of precipitation. So you're not going to like that, Marshall, because you don't like the ice. So this winter coming up is not going to be yours. And I definitely see several bouts of frigid weather. Frigid.
Well, thank you very much for that.
But you'll be getting the long range as soon as I tweak it. You'll be getting the long range for that. You got the fall, yep. So that's done. And I'm really glad that I'm just about to have the winter finished and out of the way because it's just too busy here. You know, with the weather is one thing, and then, of course, with all the computer problems, another thing. But thank you again for all your help yesterday. They restored word for us around 10:30 yesterday morning. So I was able to start redoing everything. So that was a good thing. I told you I fixed the fan in the other computer by banging it, but my IT guy is ordering a fan and is going to come over and put that in. And you are more on the cuff of solving the audio problems completely.
Does your IT guy agree that an external sound card will probably fix the problem?
He didn't know. He said to me yesterday, he said, try putting the mic plug in the front jack of the computer. When I did that, the computer wouldn't even recognize it.
Yeah, no, it goes through the same sound card. You have to do...
That's what I figured. Yeah, yeah. So I said no. So I just went into Amazon, like you told me, ordered it. I'm a Prime customer. It'll be here Thursday, which means either depending upon what time it gets here, I'll either have it corrected by Thursday or I'll have it corrected on Friday.
All right.
It looks pretty simple.
It is. It's got a little volume control, and if you read the instructions, it's very simple.
Yeah, and if I have a problem, I always know who to call.
That's exactly. Ghostbusters. That's right.
Ghostbusters, right. So, so that's about that, and everything else is status quo.
All right, so recap the forecast for the rest of this week for us.
Okay, I think we have showers and a thunderstorm today and tonight. Now, there could be a shower tomorrow, but also some sun. Now I'm thinking that Friday's not going to have any rain at all, partly sunny, and the weekend's going to be sunny and warm.
Sunny and warm.
Yeah, mid-80s.
So heading to New York yesterday, got down to Brewster and turned around because the Javits Center had all that construction problem where the crane was dropping girders and stuff.
Oh, right.
When we first heard it on the radio, the traffic was stymied up to the 40s. But right. then the traffic was stymied and actually just sitting there up through the 60s. And, of course, I had to go to 52nd Street. So guess what?
I know at one point yesterday I saw the phone. I saw you come up on the phone, and then you hung up. You didn't leave a message. I didn't know what the story was.
I think I butt-dialed you.
Okay. Because that was when I was working with the IT guy on restoring the word. But needless to say, a much easier morning this morning, and I'm just taking a deep breath, and now all we really, really have to do, not for us folks, but for the people down there, is watch Florence and see if she makes any changes.
All right. Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you again, Marshall.
All right. You're welcome, Pat. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast.